Hey, I'm Jesse Keith Whitley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm with Jesse Keith Whitley. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I sure enough appreciate it.
And you're the son of Keith Whitley.
And Lori Morgan, yes, sir.
Wonderful stuff. Some good ground in there for a talent.
Yes, sir. I believe blue blood is the phrase that I've heard, or blue chip, or very something
good.
Around in there.
Good.
I don't know how true that is, but...
Do you remember much of what was happening in those days, or were you...
I was fairly young. I was just shy too when my dad passed away. But, there's a few little small things here and there that I remember. But I remember a lot growing up with my mom. I was constantly on the road. And that was when she was in her prime. And I had a blast. I loved it. And that's when I knew that I wanted to be in the music business. I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a singer yet, or songwriter, or drummer, or guitar player. But I played the drums in the band, and then I picked up guitar, and then I picked up songwriting, and it was a given from there.
That's good. I interviewed your mom a couple of years ago, and she's still a great talker.
Oh, yeah, she is. You know, she told me one of the most important things I'll ever do is radio interviews or TV interviews, and... I never thought I'd be able to figure it out. One of my hardest things in the world to ever do was liners. I could read it and not say it. Okay. I think I got it figured out now, though.
Sounded good to me.
Oh, I appreciate it.
So, obviously you're doing your own material, but
yes,
do you do any of your dad's material?
Absolutely, yes. That's one thing that I've never wanted to steer away from. I think I kind of lost track of it a little bit, you know, and wanted to be like, get me away from that. I don't want people to think I'm riding his coattails. And it's not that I'm riding coattails. It's that I'm honoring where I came from and honoring my heritage and my bloodline and where I'm from, you know. And of course, we even do some of my mom's songs in the shows.
Really? With a high voice?
No, we do. We actually do Good As I Was to You. And we kind of switched the lyrics around to where it was a guy singing to a girl instead of a girl singing to a guy. So, okay. You know, just the she and the he flips. And it works. It's great. So, cool. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should honor your dad. I mean, I've got a friend called Peter Donegan. He's the son of Lonnie Donegan. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. And he has to, you know.
Yeah.
And he sounds like him. And I heard that you sound a lot like your dad.
Yeah, I do. Definitely. From what I hear, when I mean, of course, there's nobody that's gonna touch Dad's voice. I mean, just plain and simple. But there's a little ghostly familiar sound there. But you know, also, like I said, you know, I've got my own thing, and you know, when it comes to doing my dad's music, you can definitely hear my dad there. And when you hear my music, there's really no mistaking that it's me. I don't really sound like anybody else. I mean, I've got traits of other people, if you will, and
well, you're bound to,
you
really.
You can hear my influences, but you know, I this new album we've got coming out, I really dug deep, and we wrote it for 9 years, you know, to make sure we had this album exactly what I wanted and exactly right. I told who I was, and we finally got it figured out, so we got it nailed down, and I'm excited.
Are you playing a lot?
Yes, sir.
I have probably right now on the books 50 full band dates and probably 20 acoustic dates. And most of the acoustic dates I'm doing right now are opening for my mom. And, you know, I travel a lot. I worked as a stagehand for my mom for almost 16 years. And I love it. You know, she was a great boss. You know, she taught me a lot about being on the road. And she didn't act like, Mom, I didn't catch no slack. There was no slack there at all. So, you know, yeah, it's great. Yeah, we're staying busy and writing a lot. You know, we got another album we're fixing to start working on.
So what's the current single you're working at the moment?
The single will be released May 9th this year, which marks 31 years of my dad's passing. It's called Try to Change My Ways, and it was written by Robert Kemp and Kirk Roth, and it's it tells exactly who I am and what I believe in and what I stand for sure. It's a great tune. I love it. I mean, I'm a little biased to it, I guess, but it's a great song.
So what about Europe? Have you played there yet?
I have not. And I want to really bad. When I was actually working for my mom, and they went over there, and I had already prior commitments for shows, so I didn't get to go. But I'm hoping we get to go next year for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We look forward to seeing you over there. Well, look forward to hearing your new music, and just keep going and doing the best and keeping Keith's name alive.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jesse Keith Whitley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Change my mind. I'm gonna Try.